ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
मद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 20 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स टेक्स्ट 29 टू 33 दिस प्रोज सो वील रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। Another island known as Pushkaradweep, which is 6,400,000 yojanas wide, twice as wide as the ocean of yogurt. It is surrounded by an ocean of very tasteful water as broad as the island itself. On Pushkaradweep there is a great lotus flower with 100 million pure golden petals, as effulgent as the flames of fire. That lotus flower is considered the sitting place of Lord Brahma, who is the most powerful living being and who is therefore sometimes called Bhagavan. Text 30. In the middle of the island is a great mountain named Manasotra, which forms the boundary between the inner side and the outer side of the island. Its breadth and height are 110,000 yojanas, that's 80,000 miles. On that mountain, in the four directions, are the residential quarters of demigods such as Indra. In the chariot of the sun god, the sun travels on the top of the mountain in an orbit called Samvatsara, encircling Mount Meru. The sun's path on the northern side is called Uttarayana, and its path on the southern side is called Dakshinayana. One side represents a day for the demigods and the other represents their night. There is a small purport to this. The movement of the sun is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Yasya naya brahmati sambhrita kala chakro. The sun orbits around Mount Sumeru for 6 months on the northern side and for 6 months on the southern. This adds up to the duration of a day and night of the demigods in the upper planetary systems. Text 31. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata named Vittohotra, had two sons named Ramanaka and Dhataki. He granted the two sides of the island to these two sons and then personally engaged himself in activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like his elder brother Medhatithi. Text 32. For the fulfillment of material desires, the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. And we have today's text, text 33. Yattat karmayamayam lingdvayam shantam tasmai bhagavate nama iti. Tat karmamayam lingam brahmalingam jano rachet ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhagavate nama iti. Lord Brahma is known as Karmamaya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies, because by performing ritualistic ceremonies one may attain his position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from him, he is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation. And therefore, in one sense, he is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, he should be worshipped not as the monist worship him, but in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word karmamayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system, is significant. The Vedas say, Swadharma nishtaha shataha janma bhi puman virinichatmam iti. One who strictly follows the principles of varnashram dharma for at least 100 births will be rewarded with the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Lord Brahma is extremely powerful, he never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord. Because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform, Brahma is herein addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But if a devotee serves him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahmalinga, which indicates that his entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. So in this verse, we are seeing how Lord Brahma is considered as the topmost entity and worshipped by everyone, and they are offering prayers to Lord Brahma over here. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that if someone practices Varnashram system for at least 100 births, then he can get a post of Lord Brahma, who is the highest living entity. And later on, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the qualifications of Brahma over here at present, who is a devotee, the existing Brahma, his body is called as Brahmalinga. That means it is full of Vedic knowledge, intelligence. What is real intelligence? Brahmaji is mentioned over here to be serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has dedicated his life completely to serving the Lord, although he is very intelligent. We see that in this material world, everyone is struggling to get more knowledge. Of course, in Vedic times, knowledge was more respected. Nowadays, external is more respected. It doesn't matter what you have inside, but outside packing, the external should look very nice. So here, Brahmaji, he is very intelligent, but he has become a servant of the Supreme Lord. Even amongst devotees, many times, there is a lot of competition for intelligence. One time there was a man, and he wanted a lot of knowledge. As a matter of fact, he was competing with Lord Brahma himself. And he approached Brahmaji by doing tapasya, and Lord Brahma appeared to him. And Brahma said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want as much brains as you have." And Brahmaji said, "Tathastu." And immediately his head broke into pieces, because Brahmaji has four heads and he has a lot of brain. So one may endeavor for such type of knowledge, but ultimately the result may be frustration. In the third canto, Srila Prabhupada writes in one shloka, he mentions the principles of satisfaction. यद्रचयोपले भग्देना संतुष्टो मितभून मिनिह विविक्त सारंत शांतो मैत्र करुण आत्मवान. He mentioned about a person who's earning money, and it can be applied in general to us also. For his income, a devotee should be satisfied with what he earns without great difficulty. He should not eat more than what is necessary. He should live in a secluded place and always be thoughtful, peaceful, friendly, compassionate and self-realized. Especially in Bombay, people are trying to earn money. Bombay is known as the capital where one can make a lot of money. And people from all over, Bombay's population may be 15 million, something like that, approximately. 2 crores, that is the latest statistics. 2 crores. People are just coming to Bombay every day to earn a lot of money. And living in Bombay just means cutting another person's pocket to fill one's own. I saw one very horrible sight recently. And just like if you see nature, everything looks very peaceful. The birds are flying in a garden. One may go to a farmhouse and that also seems very peaceful. But if someone goes on a lower level, to the grass level, one may see there's a lot of violence taking place. The ants are eating other things, other living entities are eating others. And even on the human level, the same thing is happening. People are trying to cut another's throat to fill their own belly. In animal society, I saw 3 crows. In the morning I was just watching from the window and there were 3 crows. 1 crow was sick and that's why he could not fly. But the other 2 crows were very happy about it. And they started attacking this crow. So I said, maybe they're playing. It's okay. But slowly, I saw that they were hitting him so much that the culmination was this one crow just ate his eye. So after seeing that, I realized this is for real. They are not playing. And then ultimately they almost were eating him alive because he was not dying. We may feel very disgusted. Oh, that's animal life. How they can eat each other even when they are alive. But that's what even human beings are doing. The civilians, they are trying to survive over here in Bombay by trying to work hard in the morning to late night. And the leaders of the society are simply drawing in all the money and filling their own belly, almost like killing everyone. Many people die just in this hard struggle. And there is a lot of suffering which is there. It is very graphic. Srila Prabhupada was traveling one time, and as he was traveling, someone shouted, "Prabhupada, there is an accident which has taken place. One man has died." And Prabhupada didn't care. He just, "Forget it, keep on driving." One may feel, "Oh, how hard-hearted he is. You know, someone has died and Prabhupada did not even bother to see." And the car just went on ahead. And then another time, Srila Prabhupada was traveling and some people were standing in a queue for a bus. Srila Prabhupada saw that, he started crying. And this is like the extreme of soft-heartedness. Why people are standing in such a queue line, such a long line for a bus? What is there to cry about it? So the devotees asked him, "Prabhupada, why are you feeling so sad about this?" Prabhupada said, "See, just see, how these people are wasting their life, trying to work hard over here. They think that we are going to stay here forever. This is the end of it. Eat, sleep and be merry. So, here we see that Brahmaji, he is dedicating his life to serve the Supreme Lord. Every living entity is a part and parcel of the Lord. And therefore, when we go out and preach to people and we tell them about Bhagavad Gita, they may say, okay, Arjuna knew Krishna, so he had some relationship. I do not know Krishna. I don't have a relationship with Krishna. So how can I become a devotee? The fact of the matter is that every soul has a personal relationship with the Lord. We may discriminate, he is not a devotee, he is karmi, but actually everyone is a devotee of Krishna eternally. Some have forgotten and some are remembering. In the different rasas, maybe dasiras, maybe shantaras, we do not know. And he can revive them by engaging in devotional service, by serving the Supreme Lord. That is the only way. So, that is yagye sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasa. Who will do such service? Who are intelligent. One does not become intelligent by becoming rich. You may see many rich people, but that does not mean he is intelligent. If someone is actually intelligent, then he will engage all his energy in service of the Supreme Lord. Without animosity and without envy. Srila Prabhupada further writes that he mentioned about Kapil Dev's instruction that we should not endeavor hard for things which may come automatically without extraneous labor. And the exact word used in this connection is yadrichaya, means that every living entity has a predestined happiness and distress in this present body. This is called the law of karma. It is not possible that simply by endeavor to accumulate more money, a person will be able to do so. Even in terms of knowledge, according to one's karma, one may have some facility to gain knowledge. One may be expert in memorizing some shlokas. One may be expert in understanding concepts. Because of he's got a body, according to his past karma, that he can remember such things. And others may not have. But if someone tries to endeavor to go against his karma, then what happens? Frustration. Just like this man went to Brahmaji against, he was not satisfied with the type of brain he had. He wanted more. Ended up frustrated. One may be frustrated. And Srila Prabhupada writes, Atya ahar prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. He was defining prayasa. I heard in one lecture that one should not endeavor so hard. That does not mean that he should not use his talents in service of the Lord. But extra endeavor and not using what he actually has now may make him very frustrated. And further he mentions, advancement in Krishna consciousness does not depend on any material prosperity or depend on any materially prosperous or distressed condition. It is free from the conditions imposed by material life. Whatever condition one may be, one can practice Krishna consciousness. It is not that if someone does not have enough brains or grey matter, he cannot practice Krishna consciousness. It is not that if someone does not have intelligence to memorize shlokas, he will not advance in Krishna consciousness. We see so many devotees who have passed away recently. They were very simple devotees. And it gives so much of hope and faith that all they did was practice Krishna consciousness according to the previous acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't criticize anyone and chant Hare Krishna. It is as simple as that. But sometimes, to do simple things for a long time becomes very complicated for us. Because we are used to face challenges. Oh, I want some challenge in life. This is too simple for me. Especially for the intelligent class of people. When a person is very intelligent, then he wants challenges. We see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, what he would do is, he was preaching to the Western society, and these people had so much of energy in them. Some of them were very intelligent, some were very enthusiastic, some had so much of energy, and Prabhupada just engaged him. Okay, do book distribution. And you have a competitive attitude, go open a temple. You go in this place, start a temple over there. You go in another place, start a temple over there. Put all your energy in service of the Lord. But that need not necessarily mean that it is required for advancing. Here we see, Brahmaji is very intelligent, extremely intelligent. He knows all the shlokas, he has all the Vedic knowledge, and he has no competitor also. Nobody can stand in front of him in terms of knowledge. Yet, Brahmaji is serving the Supreme Lord, surrendering his life just to serve him. So simple as that. He is not doing jnane prayasa. He knows, I just have to serve the Supreme Lord. So, one should not desire such things. I would also like to mention something from the fifth canto about the nature of material intelligence. Before I mention that, I would like to say something about how this competitive mood can make us really frustrated. I remember I had my exams in our ashram. And I studied very hard for one particular paper because I was very much in a competitive mood. And in that paper, my teacher came to me after the paper and he said, I corrected many people's paper, but nobody has written a paper like you. I almost gave him a small book. I wrote so many papers. It was the topic was creation. It's quite complicated. But for everything, I had examples and many, many pages. I had just by-hearted the whole thing. I had it filled. And it was there and gave the whole thing to him. He was very happy that. He said that, my God, you wrote so much. Nobody wrote so much. You have written everything. You have not missed even a single question. And I was happy that, okay, at last I did it. So much, you know, I'm sure I'm going to overpower everyone else. But when the results came, my average marks were not very good. On the whole, I was very frustrated. I thought I did so much of endeavor, but yet my result was so frustrating for me. I should have been happy actually. But then I realized, because my mood was not that of service, not that of self-realization, not that of trying to understand Krishna, but it was something else. And that's why, even though the result came, I was frustrated. So, jnani prayas, one should not endeavor in such a way. Further, if one is reading also, for the mood should be self-realization. Otherwise, one will just choose and pick what he wants. Just like if you give some books to the parents of some brahmacharis, when they read, they will just pick what they like. Ah, see here, Prithu Maharaj, he was married, why don't you get married? They will just pick out something. Recently, some brahmachari's mother, she was given Krishna book, and then she called him up and she said that, see how Krishna was married, he had 1600 wives, why you cannot marry? she gave a Hindi shloka to him. Sola so nari, phir bhi brahmachari. She said, then why? He is brahmachari even after getting married. So you also get married. Because then that's the tendency. One may just choose what one likes. And that's why the motive is very important. It should be right. In this canto, intelligence is compared to a woman. And basically it means the enjoying propensity. So intelligence and soul is compared to the man, king or the queen. And intelligence is said to be like an arranger for sense gratification. Dishtya gato si bhadram te gramyan kaman abhipases udbhasyami tamaste ham swabandubir aridanum. Gramyam kaman means the sensual objects, and udvasyami means that the intelligence will supply. The intelligence, what it does is, even a thief has intelligence, but instead of using it for good cause, he uses it for the wrong cause. So Krishna is giving intelligence how to steal. Similarly, intelligence is here for every living entity, giving facility. If someone wants to enjoy, then intelligence arranges, okay, I will tell you how to enjoy. And swabandhubir arindanam, and intelligence has many other friends. Those are the senses which help in a living entity to enjoy. Srila Prabhupada writes that intelligence can be controlled and sharpened by two things: by hearing from Vedic scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And if it is not trained in that way to hear, then it can be misguided. Such practice makes it very strong, and then spiritual life, instead of arranging a life full of sense gratification materially, it arranges life of spiritual arrangement. An uncontrolled intelligence will lead one to hell. In the next shloka, Srila Prabhupada mentions about the mind. It is called as Vishuchina. Saharya antapura gato Vishuchina sambhitaha moham prasadam harsham va yati jayatmajo bhavam. Sometimes the king used to go to his private home with one of his chief servants, and he was the mind, who was named Vishuchina. At that time, illusion, satisfaction and happiness used to be produced from his wife and children. This is the title entitled The Characteristics of King Puranjan. So the mind also is the closest next to intelligence. And mind is always demanding that I want this, I want to do this. And if the mind is not treated properly, then what happens? Immediately leads the soul to the most hellish life. Here we see that King Puranjan, he was very well to do, but as soon as he was contaminated by the material intelligence, he started doing the wrong thing, that is trying to enjoy sense gratification with his wife. Srila Prabhupada writes that when living entity is encircled by wife, children and home, he acts on the mental plane. Sometimes he is very happy, sometimes he is very much satisfied, and sometimes he is bewildered. Someone who is encircled in such a way, and he thinks that this is my life, goal of my life, then he becomes bewildered. And when living entity is bewildered, then he is under the control of his wife. That means his material intelligence. he has to satisfy the wife by acting according to her dictates. As the intelligent tells him, he has to work accordingly and fulfill the desires of the intelligence. And of course, in the end, Srila Prabhupada also mentions, unless actually if someone does not become obedient in family life, then sometimes life will become very disturbed also. So the self is situated in the region of the heart, and the mind is situated where the self is, and the mind is conducted by the intelligence. Therefore, material intelligence is the cause of bondage for a living entity. And one has to take spiritual instruction constantly from senior devotees and others and from the spiritual books to save oneself and guide one's intelligence back home, back to Godhead. So here we see that Brahmaji, although so very intelligent, is serving the Supreme Lord, and a living entity is very small compared to Brahma, but he thinks that he is also very intelligent. His intelligence is very small compared to Lord Brahma, but out of false pride, he thinks, I can control myself, I can use my intelligence as I like. So the solution mentioned over here is surrendering one's intelligence at the lotus feet of a very senior devotee. And that is compared to the spiritual master. As soon as a very intelligent person surrenders his intelligence to a senior devotee who is a direct representative of the Supreme Lord, then that spiritual master guides his intelligence in the right direction. He gives him disha. So then all the energy is utilized in the right way. Srila Prabhupada, he went all around the world opening more than 108 temples at that time, and he had many very powerful personalities. Some of them were visiting our temple on and off, and when we look at them and we hear from them, we just wonder, how was Srila Prabhupada able to take care of these people? So powerful. His Grace Bhavanand Prabhu, simply by hearing his voice, people start trembling. What to speak of controlling him? And Srila Prabhupada had them completely under his control, because they willingly actually surrendered their mind and intelligence at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And then he engaged them to do different services for the pleasure of the Lord. So the spiritual master is that type of personality whom one should try to surrender. And there are two things which one should remember as one is doing this. Because in spiritual life, even in the process of surrendering, different problems may come. One is, very important, is envy. One may be seemingly surrendering to someone, but many times one may become envious, not only of all the other devotees around him, but also to the person whom he is surrendering. That is the nature of the material mind. One has to therefore constantly introspect. He has to keep on introspecting whether my actions and my thoughts are in the right direction. And if he does not introspect, there is always a chance of deviation and falling down. So, a good wife or a good intelligence is one which helps the living entity in its introspection. Okay, what you are doing is right, what you are doing is wrong. And if one neglects the good wife, that means if one does not actually cultivate proper Krishna consciousness by hearing and reading, then there can be problem. This poison of envy may enter one's heart. So here Puranjan, he later on neglects his wife, but after a while he comes and he sees that his wife is disheveled, not taking care and fallen down, which indicates that intelligence is not being taken care of. But again, in the association of all the other people in the palace, that is the devotees, he comes back, rejuvenates his lost consciousness, his Krishna consciousness, and start taking care of his intelligence. And that's how he comes back to his normal position. Similarly, all living entities should be careful to constantly introspect where he is going to be going wrong and take care. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that in the third canto, you were mentioning about the principles of satisfaction, where Prabhupada says that you have to be satisfied with so many things. And one of the points you mentioned was you have to be in a secluded place. So can you please elaborate on that? Prabhupada mentions one of the points as that one has to be in a secluded place.
Secluded place? Yeah.
So can you elaborate on that?
As far as here what Srila Prabhupada says is that one needs to give time to himself. If you want to distribute something, then you should have it yourself. Many times we may be occupied distributing, but we may not be taking, refilling our quota, and we may go empty. It is only for highly elevated souls who are directly connected to Krishna that they are always, they never go empty, they are always full. So if we give ourselves some time, it is said that a person that's called a self-study, he remains alone in that sense of secludedness, then he can recuperate and get more spiritual strength. That does not mean that one leaves everything and goes away, but he has to give time to himself to get more fixed up in his. That's what I understand from here. Being means not go secluded, means not leave everything. Otherwise everyone would say, okay, so here someone may say that I'm going to another secluded place, and then this place will become a very secluded place and we can stay here. So you know, if an answer is given that everyone should go a secluded place, then everyone will go to different. Some may go to the farmhouse, some may go to, you know, Bhakti Vedan, different places. Then this place will become a very secluded place. So seclusion means that give some time for your own sadhana, and then you become stronger in that sense. Great devotees, they like seclusion a lot. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.